Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. I'm Charles Furt, and with me today is Andrew Hansen.
Yes, indeed. I think I'm replacing that other host of yours who's occasionally here. I've forgotten his name, but anyway, you've got me. You've got Andrew Hansen. Aren't you lucky?
I remember.
Aren't you lucky? There was another guy who you used to do the show with before today.
Yes. Like
before
the grumpy guy. Yeah, what's his name? Ron.
Ron somebody. Was Ron his surname? Was he Jovial Ron?
I think his name was an ironic name. Sort of sleepy.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, look, you know.
I don't know what happened to him. I think he died or something. I can't remember.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. You know, having sort of heard some of the episodes, I did feel that was probably going to happen.
Yeah. I think that's why so many people keep listening to it, and our ratings, for some bizarre reason, keep increasing. Is just the jeopardy. It's like a real crime drama. Like, will he die this week?
Yes, when will he die? It's a sort of Game of Thrones level of, you know, oh my goodness, when's he going to go?
Yeah.
It's happened.
And we've got Andrew, a much better person on the podcast instead.
Oh, yes, mate. Well, certainly less grumpy anyway. Mm.
But I'll tell you what, I am hugely relieved this morning. It's not just because Dom is no longer here. He does. I'm also hugely relieved because Donald Trump yesterday announced that he is running in 2024. Kel surprise.
Thank God we can all relax again.
Yes.
We can all go back to that state of relaxation that I remember from the last time when he was president.
And I'm sure this is very relatable to anyone who owns a satirical news outlet. There has been great panic ever since, first of all, Trump got unelected. Then Boris Johnson got punted out of sort of thing. And then Scott Morrison left. And there's sort of nothing left to – like no easy low-hanging gags the whole time.
Oh, I see what you mean, Charles. That's an issue, for you sort of trying to trot out sort of earnest left-wing barbs on your socials, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, what do you do now?
Go for the rah-rah set. Just the obvious sort of like literally gags that write themselves. They're the ones they're the ones that, you know – get in the donations, people. You just say something really obvious about how dumb Trump is. Boom.
You get $50.
$50. Straight away.
But surely you could do this. You could do this about Biden and Albanese as well, can't you? Haven't you started? Have you come up with any jokes yet about them?
The best joke.
We're still thinking.
The best joke we've done about Albo, which is actually not my joke, it's James Schleffel wrote this joke, which is a great joke, is that, oh, thank God we've finally got a government that cares about the environment under Labor. In fact, they care so much that they have agreed to plant one tree for every coal mine they approve, which means, you know, like there's going to be a lot of trees. That's like 17 trees in Queensland alone.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. There you go. It can be done,
but it's sort of dry and effortful. You know, you don't want that. You want to be able to write a gag at 9 a.m. because Trump's done something stupid and then head to the pub with the $50 that you got.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. Yes. So, anyway, the point is...
Good luck to you, Charles. So you can do it.
He did it at Mar-a-Lago. So he announced this whole thing at Mar-a-Lago. Guess who was in the audience? I think you probably know. Who was in the audience?
Oh, look, we spotted Gina, right? Gina Reinhart is there in the back of... shot. She's got a boneheading in a way. It's quite a funny shot because she's in the background, isn't it? It's almost like she wasn't really meant to be in the shot.
But it looked intentional. It looked like it was photoshopped. Like her face looked like she was photoshopped in there.
Yeah, it did a bit. But it's real. It's been reported in the news as genuine, hasn't it?
Why would you go along? So this is a genuine question. I've been to a few Trump rallies and there is a correct answer to this. Why would you go along to a Trump announcement? What's the reason?
I imagine that there'd be a lot of very nice hamburgers on offer to eat. I mean, this is why I would go. I assume there'd be a big spread of burgers and fries.
The catering is good. Yes, that is true. And actually, they usually have food trucks out the front. And actually, the ones that I went to, which were in sort of South Carolina and the deep south of America, it was always black people who would turn up to do all the catering and the merchandising and stuff like that. And you'd go, why are you supporting this racist fuckwit? And he'd be like, we're not supporting him. It's just these people are really rich who support him. We're making lots of money out of them.
It's business.
Charging $25 for a red cap. You know.
Well, of course, that makes total sense. Mm. I mean, you know, why should they discriminate with their customers?
Yes, exactly.
They're not going to say no. Can you cater this enormous? This. Well, they're not enormous, though, are they? I mean, I thought the whole thing about Trump rallies was they were very poorly attended.
Well, aren't they
normally a bit of a washout?
No. Like during 2016, there was a real sense. And I'll tell you why you go. There's actually one reason why you do actually go to rallies. I went to so many. Like I went to like half a dozen in 2016. It's because he's fucking funny. He's really entertaining, right? Mm.
Yeah, he is. He's very funny, isn't he, when he gets up on stage.
And I think that's why Jenna Reinhart went there because, you know, you look at Australia's stand-up comedy circuit, you go, there's a little, you know, it's a little thin on the ground. I mean, Tom Gleason's great comedian, but there's only so many times you can go to his show. And he has like one or two shows a year, different shows. Mm, mm. You're not even touring at the moment, Andrew, so she can't get to you.
I'm not. That's true. You can't even see me. So you have to go to Trump.
Yeah, well, and like War on 2022, which is my show, which is coming up, starts next week.
Nicely worked.
Yeah, you can go to chaser.com.au/live and get tickets there. But can you really? Yes.
So is your whole Trump story finished now?
No.
Now that you've got your plug out.
No. But the point is, so I think that's the reason why Gina went over there, was to be entertained, right? But turns out this announcement that he made was incredibly boring. Right? Like it was
I haven't heard the announcement. Was it dull?
He tried to be a statesman. The crucial error of being this sort of statesmanly sort of, I'm announcing, I'm just, you know, like I'm all really important. So much so that some of his supporters in the audience started heckling him. Like, listen to this.
Hopefully someday go back to their homes.
This is boring.
We're bored.
Tell some jokes. This is
something. Entertain us.
This is boring.
Come on.
So, very important.
We're bored.
This is... Are you serious? This is boring.
This is boring. We came here to be entertained.
This is boring.
It's so boring.
I love you, but this is really boring.
Donald, you're boring.
Boring. Boring.
Boring.
There you go. It goes on.
Even the... What's interesting about that is that even the heckling is boring. I mean, it goes on and on, and they've got nothing new.
Poor Gina had to put up with boring heckles.
Was it her? Was she one of those people saying, this is boring?
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
This has sent me into a bit of a spiral, right, which is if Trump is going to be all statesmanlike and boring on his campaign trail, then that's not going to work for us as satirists because we're just going to – we need to come up with new ideas to help Donald Trump sort of get back that sort of you know how comedians sort of over time get less funny? You know how old comedians – there's a point at which you sort of age out of comedy.
Yes, and your references are a bit dated and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And you see it all the time. I wonder whether that's what's happened to Trump. Is he's just sort of he's still living back in 2020. He's still going on about losing the election. What we need is some new gear for Donald Trump to do so that he can sort of feed us the next 4 years.
I mean, there's also the fear that I think that he might actually win the election because, you know, if he starts behaving like a like a reliable, normal politician.
Yes.
You know, he might actually get in. But so we had better think of something for him to do.
Yes, I think that's right.
Could he book into that irritating course that that some comedians think they have to do that's in France?
You know, the
Goliath.
The clown Goliath school.
Clown school.
Yes.
And, you know, put him into the clown school. Give him a bit of clown training, perhaps?
Yes, because, I mean, actually, I know you sort of mock it as a thing, but Tom Walker, you know Tom Walker, he's very funny. He went to clown school for about 3 years.
A lot of good people, I think, went there.
But yes, but a lot of irritating people also went there.
Well, it sounds like an irritating experience to me. But you go there and get abused, I'm told. Everybody who comes back says, oh, all that happened was that the guy just said, you are not interesting. You are not funny. Get out of my sight. Come back when you are interesting.
Yes.
Apparently it's a bunch of that.
And I think the thing is that there's no limit on how long the course is. So you just
I think you can stay as long as you
It just goes on and on and on and on until you just keep paying. Are fed up.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the answer for Trump. Just send him to the course.
Yes.
And perhaps he'll never be entertaining enough. You know, he'll sort of be gone for years.
It'll destroy him. It'll be what he's always sort of missing, what he's always psychologically trying to make up for. Which is, you know, ever since his father died, he hasn't had an abusive figure in his life to sort of hate on him.
I see.
And he'll feel like he's right at home again. He'll probably actually turn into a well-rounded human being.
He'll get that. Oh, well, if that's what he's looking for, I mean, you could book him into work, you know, in the hospitality industry or,
He should become a waiter at Mar-a-Lago. I've heard the owner of Mar-a-Lago is a real cunt.
Yeah.
Let him serve the hamburgers to Gina Reinhart.
Yeah, that'll give him what he needs.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
And so, like, let's just now also have a look at why he's running, right? Because it's not usual for someone to announce just after the midterms, like 2 years away from when the actual election is going to happen, that you're running. But that doesn't happen, right? And it doesn't happen for a reason, because actually there's a whole lot of laws that make it much harder for him to raise money now. Like, there's all these laws that he now comes under now that he's announced that he's a candidate, right?
Right.
But the reason everyone's saying that he actually announced so early out is because he's under investigation for a whole lot of incredible crimes, including things like a bit of light treason, you know, when he stole all those secret documents and then moved them when the FBI was knocking on the door, he sort of moved them to another location and stuff like that. And there's still documents that appear to be missing. Basically, under the law over there, or under the guidelines of the law over there, there was no possibility for the Justice Department to basically arrest him during the midterms because he was a sort of political figure. But now that those elections are out of the way, they actually can now go and arrest him if they want to, you know, if they've got enough evidence or whatever. But now that he's announced, it's sort of like he can now claim that, oh, well, the reason you're arresting me is because I'm running for president, not because I stole a whole lot of documents and committed a bit of light treason. So I kind of think this whole part needs a little bit of a joke to it, because I don't have a punchline.
It probably does.
Because it's a bit boring, a bit like his announcement.
Where can we go? Where can we go with that?
But I think it's – so what the fuck is
– Well, maybe you – just anybody who's, done something that seems a bit sus should run for president.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, look – I've committed a bit of light fraud over the years. Like,
well, maybe you should, announce.
I think I should announce that I'm running for Prime Minister.
I mean, that's what protects you.
Yes.
You know.
And then every time, you know, people say, oh, but you evaded all those taxes, Charles, I'll just say, that's a political statement.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this could work for anybody, you know. I mean, like even somebody who's just done a break and enter and stolen a television or something.
Yes.
You know, they should run for president.
Even for really small crimes. Like, you know how Dom doesn't clean up his dog shit whenever he walks his dog?
Yes, he never does, but he should run for president.
If he runs for president, he can just claim, well, that accusation, that fine that you gave me for not cleaning up after my dog, that's political.
The politics of him and his dog shit.
What
dirty politics.
What crimes do you commit regularly?
Well, you know, sometimes I'm too busy to go to the toilet on time. for especially lately because I've got little children. I find I'm always holding it on. Is that a crime to hold it in?
That's not a crime. I feel like you don't really understand what crimes are.
No, look, I've got a very boring life, Charles. Yeah. I don't I'm not a sort of criminal.
Well, that's a bit of a crime.
You got a crime
against partying.
I do. I'm a crime against. Yes, I never leave the house and be interesting or social or anything. So I've got that.
Oh, you got a crime on stage. Like I've seen your live shows on stage. Your crime is just being too funny.
Well, that's true, Charles. Yes, I'm criminally hilarious on stage.
Oh, God.
Just should be locked up. Lock up that loony Hanson. He's too funny. I have heard that said.
Have we recorded enough?
Yes. Let's stop.
Okay. So the point is, Trump is running, but he doesn't seem to be up to his own old sort of level of interestingness. And that's a real problem for us as satirists. And therefore, I don't know, what do you reckon's going to happen? Like, do you think he's going to win? Or is he just running for protection?
No, I think now that he's dull, look at Joe Biden.
Yes.
I mean, Joe Biden's really the most boring man in America. And I think that's why they ran him, right?
He's going to outflank Joe Biden in boringness. He's a genius.
Well, I think so. Yeah, I think Trump's looked at that and Trump's thought, well, wait a minute. Yes. You know, this was a strategy. You know, I was interesting and funny and unpredictable. Yes. So they ran me, they put the dullest man in America up against me.
Yes.
And he beat me. So now I think, Trump's going to go one better.
Yes.
I predict he's going to be even more boring than Joe Biden.
You know, on that framework, you know who we should run for president of the United States, who will outflank both Biden and Trump in boringness?
Who do you think?
Dom Knight.
The former host of
The Chaser Report.
The Chaser Report.
God, I hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
Dommy for president. You're very cruel, Charles. You're very cruel at the expense of your regular co-host.
We love Dom.
I think we've learned something about your relationship by the fact that he's not here. He won't listen. He'd only listen to the episodes he's
in. No, he does sort of listen to episodes. I don't know why. He listens to all the episodes. Like when he's not there, he'll say, that was interesting what you said.
Well, he's probably keeping an ear out for when you're rude about him. He's
really compiling a massive defamation case.
Yes, because you sit there insulting him all episode long.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's another Chaser team member.
I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.